Radio has played a huge role in my life. Coming from the village of Fatu'ia, the best way for us to get the most up-to-date news is through the radio. And I feel like it was my tie to the world, and still is to date.
Tusinga, I understand that you also live in one of the outer villages in Apia. Can you share an experience of how radio has made an impact on your life?
I get very excited about radio because it's one of the best ways to receive and disseminate information in our country. I listen to the radio for entertainment, to learn and to expand my knowledge on the issues that are important to me.
Now, it's obvious that radio has played a role in your lives. I wonder, though, how many young people in Samoa that have been influenced by radio. I want to ask you, Tusinga, do you think that young people are fairly represented in radio in Samoa?
To be honest, the answer is not straightforward. There are plenty of young people in radio stations in Samoa, but they are mainly DJs and cover popular music programs. But I don't feel like young people are active in mainstream programs like current affairs shows or news, and I strongly believe this should change.
I agree totally. When I listen to feature programs and news, I hear all the voices, and this is not fair on young people who have a certain way of viewing the issues. We need to have more young people take part in the content creations in radio because, let's face it, we make up the greatest portion of our population, and it's only fair that our voices be reflected in radio.
What do you think are some of the issues you think that should be addressed by young people through radio?
There are many issues, but for myself, I see the issues of education, health, and unemployment as three main areas that young people need to focus on. Education should be discussed between young people and education providers, because we have a right to provide an input in the way we learn. Health is always an important issue, not just physically but mentally. The problem of teenage suicide continues in Samoa, and a discussion by youth on mental health can lead to possible solutions. Lastly, youth unemployment has been heavily covered in the media as a big issue for us. As a young person, I want to secure a job as soon as I am done with school.
Tusinga, as a young person with disabilities, you have special circumstances that could add another challenge for yourself finding a job.
That's exactly why more young people should be on radio, so we can express our views on issues like this one. The questions is important. I have a disability, but it doesn't affect the way I think or operate. When people see me, they see this chair. They see someone who needs help. But to be honest, the only help I need is to secure a good job after I am done with school. It is hard for young people with disabilities to secure jobs, even if we have the skills, as we are charged based on our disabilities. But I have chosen journalism and am particularly interested in radio because on radio, we are all the same.